Hello again, it's Seaman Wrestling Coach Patrick Kelly with the final installment of the Seaman Wrestling Report for the 2011-2012 season. Today, we'll take a look back at the season that was and peek forward to what lies ahead and also recap the off-season happenings. We have a lot of ground to cover, so let's jump right in. I hope to be a little more scheduled with the Seaman Wrestling Report next season. Too much time has slipped away since the last report, and the state tournament is becoming a distant memory given today's fast-paced news cycle. I think it's worth going back and hitting the highlights from the performance in Park City. The sixth place showing was the best for a Seaman team since the historic 1995 team that brought home a third place trophy. The sixth state medalist ties a record that Coach Switzke's 2006 team set during his final season. Bryant Guillen's title was our first since current Royal Valley head coach Jason Puderbaugh won his state title in 1998. And the 115 team points is the most ever scored by a Seaman team at the state tournament. Another way of looking back at the state performance is to go beyond the stats and reveal a team that put it together at the right time, and in some cases, individuals who saved their best performances for the state tournament. Jeff Garrison, for example, came in as a fourth placer from regionals and came away with a state medal. Even though he did not medal, Sam Eisel also had a good performance at state after stepping into the starting role in midseason. He's really going to be a factor for us next season. Bryant Guillen had a remarkable state tournament. He earned three falls, including one in the finals, and beat the returning state champion 11-4 in the quarters. We are looking forward to an outstanding senior campaign from Bryant. Dylan Hall turned in a breakthrough performance at state. The heavyweight finished fourth and looks to be one of the top returning heavies in the state next season. Dylan Cadis continued to impress all season long. His intensity and technical skills were commendable, and he is a great example of never giving up. He can be proud of his fourth place medal and reflect on a great finish to his career. Zach Pittman had a few bumps in the road this season and spent some time on the sidelines due to an injury, but he came through and finished as a state medalist in sixth place. A.J. Brown was part of the program for his first 2 years of high school, then took a year off. He came back for his senior year and made an impact to say the least. He finished third in state and pulled some upsets to get there. In his consolation finals match, he beat an individual who had pinned him twice during the season. I had been concerned about the team possibly underperforming at state. AJ became the poster child for the outcome that actually happened. Brandon Watson, Nate Stanley, Sam Mizell, and Aaron Cool also qualified, but came up short of placing. We'll miss Brandon and Aaron in the room next year and look forward to a strong senior showing from Stanley, a two-time state qualifier. So there you have it, a recap of the 2012 state tournament. It was a busy spring and summer with lots of great opportunities for the guys. Before we get to that, though, we had a new hire to the coaching staff I want to announce. We want to welcome Jan Ray to the SHS coaching staff. Coach Ray comes with a wealth of knowledge, experience, and familiarity. He was a two-time state champion at Clay Center High School and was named the 4A Wrestler of the Year after an undefeated senior campaign in 1990. He has been the head coach of the Junior Vikings program for the past 8 years, where he has worked with many of the high school wrestlers during their introductory years. We want to welcome Jan and look forward to having him as part of the staff. We had eight participate in the USA Wrestling Kansas State Folkstyle Series of sub-districts, districts, and state. Sophomore Jalen Gay placed fifth at state, and senior Dylan Hall turned in a runner-up showing. They will both be much improved this season. Hall should be one of the most highly regarded big men in the state this season. State champion Bryant Guillen and state qualifier Brandon Fuller both participated in the state freestyle and Greco tournaments in Hutch. Fuller earned a third place medal in Greco with a 3-1 record on the day. One of his wins was over a high school state runner-up. Prior to the state freestyle and Greco tournament, Benedictine coach Cy Wainwright put on a 2-day clinic at Seaman Middle School to introduce the international styles to the participants and prepare them for the state event. Coach Wainwright's Ravens will begin their initial season this fall. Additionally, Bryant Guillen has participated in a couple national level tournaments this spring, so he's really putting the work in to prepare for a strong finish to his senior year. In April, a large contingent of Seaman wrestlers, parents, and coaches attended the Olympic trials in Iowa City. The event was the best attended trials ever, and the group was witness to some of the best wrestling in the world during the 3-day event. In just a few days, we hope to see some Olympic medals won by some of the U.S. team representatives that we saw live. In May, we had 26 elementary age campers attend the Seaman Wrestling Camp. The kids learned the basics, and some of the current Vikings helped out at the camp. June was a busy month for the program. On Thursday evenings, we again hosted the Top City Summer Wrestling League. The second annual event drew about 90 athletes from 10 area schools from as far away as Clay Center and Sabetha and Lansing. Damian Gay and Cayman Crow landed on the all-league team, and about a dozen Vikings participated. In all, 445 matches were wrestled in the four nights of competition. On Tuesdays in June, Northeast Kansas practices were held at Seaman High, and a competition took place at Burlington High School on the last Thursday in June. Seven Seaman wrestlers took part in the takedown tournament at Burlington, where they each wrestled about 3 to 5 matches. Jalen Gay got a taste of national caliber competition when he represented Team Kansas at the Junior National Freestyle and Greco Duels in Oklahoma City. He finished 5-4 in freestyle and 4-4 in Greco, wrestling in the 100-pound division. Things didn't slow down in July with the Sunflower State Games and the Top City Camp. For 3 days prior to the Sunflower State Games, a group of wrestlers and coaches from the University of Nebraska at Kearney came down to teach technique. About 45 area youth attended, including 11 from Seaman. UNK won the Division II National Championship this year, and one of their individual national champions was a headliner at the camp. The Sunflower State Games was a huge success this year with a record number of participants and a well-run event from start to finish. 11 Vikes participated, with Bryant Guillen, Sam Mizell, and Dylan Hall earning golds. Seaman alums Cole Schreiner from the class of 2011 and Craig Markham from the class of 1995 also participated. Schreiner is set to be back at Bethany College in the fall for his sophomore year. It was an honor to meet Markham. Whenever I get a chance to visit with alums before my time coaching here, I consider it a privilege. An important off-season goal I want the kids to buy into is to wrestle in at least 20 competitive matches during the off-season. Using this as a marker, it was a full and productive off-season for the program. The documentation forms are not all in yet, but it looks like we will have a record number of individuals who have earned the season in the off-season award. Looking ahead to the 2012-2013 season, we have a solid group returning. For the first time since Kevin Miller entered his senior season in 1979, the Vikes have a returning state champion. Bryant Guillen will be looking to become the first two-time champ in Seaman wrestling history. Dylan Hall returns as a top placer at heavyweight in 5A, his fourth place showing last year. Silver Lake transfer Cayman Crow will begin his Seaman wrestling career at the start of the second semester. He won bronze at the 3-2-1A state tournament last year as a freshman. Also returning are state qualifiers Nate Stanley, Brandon Fuller, and Sam Mizell. Stanley has been in the varsity lineup since his freshman season and looks for a strong finish to his career. Before signing off, I want to wish our alums who are wrestling at the college level the best of luck in the upcoming season. Austin Ogden will be returning to Neosho Junior College. As I mentioned, Cole Schreiner will be back at Bethany. Stephen Cooksley will be entering his third season at Newman University. And Rick Singer will be a senior at Baker University. I am proud of all of them and feel fortunate to have them as part of the Seaman Wrestling family. Thanks for tuning in. That's all for now. I'll look forward to visiting with you again soon and keeping you abreast of the latest happenings on the website. This has been Coach Kelly with the Seaman Wrestling Report. Thanks for listening.